Joining on my telephone, Tori Christman is here. But let me also say, Mikey Mondavi is sitting in the chair from whence he began here.
Thing is 6-5-thousand.
And we're playing this for you too, babe.
You know, I was actually just talking about this movie the other night to Rich.
Really?
Yeah. It's such a terrible movie.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to be taking that ride, that midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're looking forward to it. Man, we're going to miss you.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's not like I'm not a phone call away.
Oh, there you go.
That's fine.
Hello, Mikey. Right now, let's say hello to Tori Christman, who's joining us as we continue today. We've been talking about the cults, you know, the kingdom of the cults. Reminds me of a book that Dr. Walter Martin wrote many years ago called The Kingdom of the Cults, which really turned me around. And as the years have gone by and Dr. Martin has passed, of course, a lot of research has been done and experiences lived. And it's always great, you know, when we can get the personal life stories of people who have gone through this. We have a woman who basically was in Scientology for 30 years. She volunteered for their Office of Special Affairs. She was on staff briefly. I mean, she just basically escaped out with her life and was chased across the country. And was I mentioned to you earlier, she was on the same level as Tom Cruise. And you heard just a moment ago David Turetsky talking about OT7. Well, that's the level that Tom Cruise just finished. Mm. And is what we call a true believer. And I'm going to introduce you to somebody right now who was considered what they call a true believer. Her name is Tori Christman. And Tori, it is so great to have you on the show this evening.
Thank you. Hi, Vince. Hi, Mikey. Hi, everybody.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Fantastic. It was great hearing Dave. He's always interesting to hear, no question.
Did you listen to that whole thing there?
I did.
Yeah, he just really, he lays it out there. And I wanted to get you on because you could put some, you know, just some flesh and blood on this whole thing from your own experiences.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, you know, first of all, I mean, I saw you on CNN regarding Tom Cruise. I mean, it was bringing up that huge deal. Remember this, Mikey? In fact, remember that interview we did with Matt Lauer on the Today Show about Brooke Shields, the medication for postpartum depression.
Oh,
you saw that too, and you've got something you can speak to or that on that whole thing, Tori.
I definitely can. I fought Scientology for probably 30 years regarding medication. They'll, of course, deny it, but behind closed doors, it went on all the time. I have epilepsy. I take medication for it. I had joined Hubbard C organization, and then they routed me out and said, you can't be on it until you get off your medication. And it was a nightmare. And thank God for my mother, who kept saying, Tori, they're going to kill you. They are going to kill you. You've got to take your medication. And I was like, no, Dianetics will handle it. Yeah, I want to explain to you one thing, and it's my analogy, but I think it's fantastic. Everyone goes, well, how could Tom Cruise and John Travolta be in it, or blah, 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 if
Kirstie Alley, Jenna Elfman.
First of all, Scientologists, a lot of them are really good people. Many of them are. And I will say that to this day. I love many of them. They're very good people. But they have their heads in the sand. They wouldn't come over right now and talk to me. They can't talk to me because it's a high crime.
Wait a minute. Now, they've also done some things like they've written about you. You could do a Google search on Tori Christman. You're there.
I'm there, babe. And, you know, some of it, a lot of it is stuff I've written that's factual information.
Oh, well, hey, no, Mikey, seriously, if you were to go there and if you didn't know this woman, you would think, oh, I don't want anything to do with her.
Really?
Yeah, Hubbard wrote a thing called Fair Game. And Fair Game is a thing where you can lie, cheat, steal, destroy someone utterly. Now, when you're in, just explain it to the people listening, because they go, how could those people do that? They, in Scientology, and I was totally convinced of it. I was a true believer. I totally believed it was canceled, because they have a little cancellation issue. And I said, oh, we don't do that stuff. You know, yes, 9 people went to prison, but, you know, for some of the stuff we used to do, but now we don't do that stuff. But they do that stuff, and you can go to their site and read their hate pages on Dave, me, a number of other people who've spoken out against them, and it proves they do fair game because it's flat-out lies.
Now, when you say fair game, that sounds like equal time, that type of thing. Explain, because I'm a novice to all this.
Fair game was Hubbard said, you know, if somebody speaks out against Scientology, you can, and I mean, this is a true quote, you can lie, cheat, steal, destroy them utterly. That's it. So they do things that are very, and I didn't realize this when I'm in, and you don't. And the people in would tell, oh, she's crazy, we never do things like that. I was one of those people who'd say, no, no, no. I stood up in court and said there's no four game. I was positive there wasn't until they canceled my van when I decided to finally leave. And I was like, wait a minute, my van was canceled? And then I get out to the airport finally, and there's the vice president going, Tori, you're not going anywhere. We know where you're going. You're not going.
Oh, no.
Man.
And I'm like, pardon me?
Okay, well, first of all, let's back this up a little bit and talk. Let's go back 30 years if this isn't too painful for you here. And,
no, it's not too painful.
Well, I'm glad because, you know what, there are people, and I appreciate you sharing this because there are people out there that would not know. You know, we were talking last night about the e-blast I put together, and I didn't have a chance to really talk to Tori before I put this. I put it in my own words, but it didn't really do her justice. So I was just trying to do a quick generic little, hey, you know, we're going to have somebody on that's going to tell you how you too can avoid being, what was the word I used, sucked into all of this. Mm-hmm. But that isn't really how it happened with you. But generally speaking, tell us in a couple of ways, Tori, how it generally happens to people and how it happened to you.
Okay, well, first of all, one of the things people who've studied...
Well, because I want... The only reason I ask is because I want the people to know the telltale signs.
No, I understand. And one of the things that the people who've studied cults explain to me is that people don't join cults in general. Cults find you. And that's what happened to me. Some kids from high school, I was a hippie, I was a free speech advocate, I was, you know, against the war in Vietnam. So I was pretty much against, you know, the military at the time and everything else. And these kids, I ended up doing a bunch of drugs, ended up in the hospital, and some Scientology kids came in. They didn't tell me they were Scientologists, but they were very nice to me, and I finally said, well, what do you guys do? And they said, oh, we're Scientologists. And I was like, well, wow, what's that? And they said, oh, we'll leave you this book. You can have it, read it, and see what you think. Well, at the time, I'd been looking for something higher than just going to college. I was in college. It was pretty boring for me. Even though anybody in college, please stay in college. I can't say it enough because I was one of those people who thought, oh, who needs this? I'll go out and do Scientology, right? Sounded much more exciting. And in a way, in the beginning, it was. But the end product is you're not trained in anything. You know, you have absolutely no tools at all. And now, years later, I realize my parents were 100% right. You do need to get trained in something because you're going to spend many, many years doing it. So you might as well find something you like to do and get trained in it. But for me, yes, they gave me that book, and I ended up hitchhiking from Chicago in 69 out to Los Angeles to find out about Scientology. What they do for other people is they often do stress tests and come on over, we'll do a personality test. Oh, we just want to take you to lunch and talk to you. They're always very nice when they're doing it, and it seems harmless. But basically what they're doing is finding what they call a ruin. Hubbard said everyone has a ruin. All of us have something that we're not thrilled with, right?
Some type of social defect.
And they're trained in trying to find what you're not happy with yourself in. And then they'll say, you know what, Vince? There's a good chance Scientology could help you with that.
So in other words, people that are this is perfect for just anybody that's just had a bad day at work or the worst day of their life would be the most susceptible to this type of thing.
Really, anybody. That's what the people who study cults say. Really, anybody can get into it. It's just a matter of being there at the wrong time.
Which is, we were talking in the first segment about, and we used Amway as an example, the reason that they're able to get people hooked is because, I really do hate my crummy job.
Well, you know. Absolutely. I deal with people every day like that. The world is filled with them. And they, you know, people need, they're trying to find a better solution, and Scientology is saying, we've got a better solution. And you know what? Especially when you're young, and this is mainly why I speak out. Number one, I know 5 kids who've killed themselves who were in Scientology. And that's one of the first reasons I speak out in honor of those kids. Because most of them wanted to get out, or they had one parent in and one parent out. And to me, it was like a rubber band. It got too stretched, and that was it. They're gone. Number two is that Scientology goes after young kids. College-age students, those are their target audience, man. Let's get them. Because they're young, they'll go out by their beliefs. They sound good. You're in a free mankind. You need to do more to help planet Earth, and we'll help you. And it's like, yeah, that sounds good.
There was something that, and I don't know, Mikey, if you caught it when she was started to talk, what Tori had mentioned here, that you said people don't find cults find you.
Right.
And it would seem to me, and I know, and I bet you, and I've heard from a number of these cults, they always defend themselves in court, of course, by saying, oh, wait a minute here, freedom of this person chose it willingly themselves.
Absolutely. Once you're in, here's my analogy. This is another one. Besides the Truman Show, my analogy is it's like a very slow train of mind control. And I'm talking very slow. So you walk in, like, let's take me. I was a hippie. I was against the war. I was a free speech advocate, right? I walk into this organization. It's got giant photographs of L. Ron Hubbard up, which now they've slimmed him down because they realized they offended people. But at that time, it was like Hitler or something, right? You know, it's like, what are all these giant pictures of this guy? These people are marching around in Navy uniforms. Now, I'm like, what is this, right? It's all very organized. I'm like anti-organization at the time. So I wasn't really their, you know, perfect product, right? But here's what happened. I didn't really like that whole thing, but they said, well, hang out, you know, the students will be out in a few minutes and they can talk to you. And sure enough, all the auditors, which are their counselors, came out and started talking to me, and I remember thinking this. I don't care what these people do. I love these students. Whatever they know, I want to know it. Ooh. And you know what? That was the beginning of what the critics have taught me. The critics of Scientology have taught me, you know, they shut down your critical thinking skills. And that was the beginning of my critical thinking skills getting shut down. Do you see what I mean? It's like, okay, I don't know that much.
Right.
You know, I know that I don't like this. I know that I don't like that. These things aren't right, but I like these people, so I'm going.
That's the start of it right there. That's
the start of it right there.
The Mormons do the same thing. Right.
You're on the train. It's only $20, $40, no big deal, not a big expense. But then you go to get off the car after your first course, which is usually the communication course, and they're like, Vince, what are you thinking of? You haven't even come into the second car. We have 50 more cars that you need to get to before you're even clear.
But, Tori, I'm sitting next to a man here who's been with me on this program for a year who's had one theme that we always, it never fails. Every show we talk about, Mikey will always talk about his belief about how we all have he doesn't want to see anybody's individual liberties taken away from them, our own freedom of thought. But we sit here on this program and we say that every single week and we believe it, but we forget, we can't very well blame a lot of people out there who don't, you know, think for themselves because it sounds like what you're saying, they're being barraged by so much. Something happened here. I don't know what, we lost her.
I just know for a fact that I was not beeping.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, and, you know, and Tori had told me about this, and I'm not joking when I say this, because Tori and I have been talking through the week, as David and I as well, and it seems to me that they were telling me that we had to be careful, because Scientologists were trying to jam the lines to keep this from going forward, and as you know, we've only have one line here, and I've noticed that this thing has been, it's been getting the busy line, like people have been wanting to get in. And so somebody, and unusually when we've had people want to call in, you know, we only have one line here. So when we have guests on the line, we can't take calls.
Right.
So they just get a busy signal, and it never affects the phone call. But if somebody's good enough, they can do what I think just happened. So Tori, if you're listening, please call us back here on the studio line. I don't want to think that's the problem, but that my gut hunch tells me that that's what just happened, because that rarely ever happens.
Well, the fact is that a lot of groups or cults,
they don't want any of this. They don't want any of this information going out, Mikey.
Yes. Exactly, and they're willing to go the extra mile to make sure that they kind of remind me of Michael Moore. You know, they'll be the first to speak out against something or tell you how right their way is until you give something to the contrary, and then you're slandering them, and suddenly lawsuits start coming out, and really aggressive behavior you start seeing from your opposition. You know, I've seen this happen in so many different situations. It's just like one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, for the life of me, don't know how somebody could let their own sense of individuality and freedom, to let it go so far that, you know, it's just like you're not even an individual anymore. It's just you're part of a collective. And these are the same types of behaviors that you see often out of the left, where things like race mean more than individuality, or the country that you came from means more to you than your individuality. You know, these aren't things that you necessarily work to be. You know, I didn't work to be white, and then, you know, a lot of my friends didn't work to be black and Mexican and Asian. But yet, this is supposed to be what defines them as, you know, who they are. And I guess the cults go the same way. Like I said earlier, I had a lot of problems with the Mormon community out of this, both here and back in Georgia, especially in Georgia. And it was just really never a pretty scene. Lots of very dirty, underhanded tricks, and, you know, behavior that you would rather not see out of people. You know, you'd almost kind of wish that they would just leave you alone and go back to doing whatever it was they were doing with their cult.
Well, they just left us alone, which is good because we have Tori back on the line.
Oh, goody, goody.
You got abducted there, Tori. Are you back with us? Hang on a second. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
There
we are.
Help, Oz is here.
We're here. Okay, listen. You know, and before we lose you again, which I'm sure will be quickly, and we apologize for that. I think you're absolutely right. I think that they're there to get you off the air here.
Yeah, whatever. They don't like having the truth told. I will say that. And that is one of the abuses, that is one of their biggest abuses, is that they do stop free speech. And they do stop free thought.
Well, you can speak from that from firsthand experience and do so right now because you were actually one that used to do this kind of thing.
Well, here's what happened with me, and I'll tell, in all honesty, I didn't know I was doing that, but yes, I was. They're a lot like totalitarianism in that way. First of all, I was part of a very, very small, little, tiny mafia that I didn't know was a mafia, and it was like five people, right? So any Scientologist hearing this will go, that's not true. But it was a top secret thing. We did do it. They told me they were going to, quote unquote, my auditor and best friend, Bill Yachty, told me we're going to handle the critics on the internet. And we want you to go out and open up some accounts, and we're going to do anonymous stuff. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And he said, we're not going to tell you because they'll keep you in deposition forever. You don't want that, do you, Tori? I said, no. He said, all right, don't tell me. Fine. So see what you mean? There I am again, checked out, right? So now I'm flying around the United States, opening up phony accounts, turning them back into him with the password, and they're doing whatever. But it gets more and more weird week after week, and I finally think, this is too much. I've got to look on the internet. And they kind of scare you about the internet, like, don't ever look on the internet, it's all evil, etc., right? So I finally look on the internet, on Alt Religion Scientology, and I see they've spammed the entire news group on recipes of food. And I realized, wait a minute, they're using these accounts I'm opening up to stop free speech. And that was it for me. It was like, I can't do this. I called up Bill and said, I can't do this. He said, fine, let's just meet tonight. You can tell us what happened. I go into an apartment that's about five or eight men. It's dark. They just pound on me for about 2 hours, screaming at me, or about an hour, screaming at me, yelling at me, what could you possibly, rah, 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 rah. And I just said, you know what, that's it. I walked out crying, and that was it for me. It took me another 6 months to actually wake up and leave, but that was it for me.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Is that how you pretty much escaped out of there?
No, I actually got on the internet, and I met my friend Andreas at www.xenu.net. He has a fantastic website that at the time I thought was like, he must be the devil. And he actually helped me, and from that, I thanked him, and from that I asked him, why do you have up all these horrible things about my religion? And he said, I believe in truth, I believe in looking at both sides, and I believe in having the courage to say what I think. I don't think Scientologists are bad, I just think they're misinformed. And I sat in my dining room and I cried for about 2 or 3 hours, because I realized that was who I was at 22. And then at 53, I was a chronic liar, I couldn't read, I couldn't watch. This kind of radio show I wouldn't listen to because it was in theta, which is bad news. You know, I'd literally been molded and, you know, into this very shut down person.
Man, they have you that. God.
Yeah, because they sell freedom, but they enslave people. That's what they do.
Man.
You know, I could probably think of a quote that would go really well with that from the Founding Fathers, but nothing comes to me to mind right now.
It is very tricky. And it's a very tricky thing because you meet them and you think they couldn't possibly be like that. But I'm telling you, those people don't even know what I'm telling you. This conversation we're having, I've never had with my dear friend.
Well, there's this idiot that's been on the radio for a number of years, Roy Masters. I don't know if you heard of him or not.
No.
But this guy's been around for 40 years, and he's every night he's talking about how you don't need medication. It's always anti-medication. You don't need your meds. You don't need meds for depression. You could cure. I could join my course and I can make it to where you. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
My stuff and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, come on. And they make it sound like taking pills or somehow not of God, like it's somehow of the devil.
Exactly. I mean, I understand Tom Cruise says he cares about kids. If he cares about kids, then I want him to come over and talk to the families who've lost their children to Scientology, where those parents won't talk to their kids.
Good point.
Where their kids can't talk to their parents because Scientology declared them suppressive people.
Jeez.
Yeah, excellent point.
You know, where's all this love that's supposed to be coming from this group?
Exactly. And that's what Andreas said. That was the second thing he said. I said, Andreas, I can't stop crying. And he said, you know what? I'm crying reading your email. I'm so sorry you're going through this, but I've got to ask you this one question. What kind of friends could those be if they're going to leave you because you changed your mind? And that was it for me. It just popped. The Truman Show cracked open. Sunlight came in, and that was it.
Heck yeah!
you've heard of Stephen Hansen, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a mind control expert.
Fantastic.
And well, we're going to have him on here in just a few minutes.
Helped a lot of families, and I'm telling you something. I can't say it enough for anyone out there listening to this. I'm not saying believe me. I'm saying find out for yourself. And thank you for the critics that are out there. You can go watch ZenuTV.com and watch videos of people that have done this routine. And learn from them and make up your own mind. Don't listen to me and decide. Don't listen to one other person. You go and study yourself. Read both sides and then make up your mind.
Tori, do you have a phone number, a website, or any kind of information you can put out there? If anybody wants to contact you?
I'm at Magoo, M-A-G-O-O, 44 at charter.net.
Magoo 44 at charter.net?
That's right.
That's just been great, and, you know, just listening to all this, and unbelievable, but yet, I mean, you know, jeez, God. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
You're so welcome. Thank you for doing the show.
Absolutely. Well, we want to get you on here more often and talk about these kinds of things, and you know, to me, it wakes people up, Mikey. It's just,
indeed,
we have to do it. Listen, and speaking of which, Stephen Alan Hassan, cult counselor and mind control expert, and nationally certified counselor, is going to be joining us next. And coming up, by the way, 30 minutes from now, Acentric is here. We've got some live music in here, Mikey.
All of them are here. I can see them.
They're ready to go. We're going to be spending about an hour and a half with them. Just great fellowship. Stick around.